It's Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KCRW. It probably wouldn't be an exaggeration to say that no architect has made as strong of an impact on Los Angeles as Frank Gehry. Dozens of his projects here, both large and small, have been argued over, wondered about, and ultimately admired. Last week's announcement that the Getty Research Institute has acquired an archive of works by Frank Gehry came as a special acknowledgement of his unique contribution to our city's architectural history. It's simply amazing how prolific and unstoppable Gehry has been in his career, a career that spans over five decades. The Getty chose to acquire a part of the archive that covers roughly the first three decades of his career from 1954 to 1988. This translates roughly into 1,000 sketches, 120,000 working drawings, 100,000 slides, plus hundreds of boxes of records. There are also 168 working models and 112 presentation models. One wonders how any museum could handle the preservation and study of such an overwhelming amount of material and information. We should be thankful to the Getty for their vision. Hopefully one day, the Getty Research Institute will figure out a way to open their storage facility for the public to see and to enjoy the treasure trove of material there. On the very day the Getty announced the acquisition of the Gehry Archives, the Geffen Contemporary at MoCA held a press opening for its major Carl André exhibition. I've seen many great exhibitions in this building, which used to be a city garage, before Frank Gehry transformed it into a visionary museum space in 1983. There is an interesting tension and lovely dialogue now at the Geffen between Gehry's industrial architecture and Carl André's exquisitely austere geometric sculptures, often composed of such basic materials as bricks and 2x4s. I have to confess that in my first encounter with his sculptures decades ago, I couldn't make a sense of them. But after a while, Carl André art with its bricks, figuratively speaking, hit me over the head. And I am grateful to Carl André for challenging me and opening my mind. Can you imagine being in a museum and intentionally stepping on the artwork spread across the floor? Believe it or not, Carl André wants us to walk across his monumental sculptures, comprised of hundreds of metal plates. It's a unique way to experience the physical and aesthetic essence of his art. But in spite of its undeniable strength and toughness, these metal plates are vulnerable to a gentle touch from our bare hands. Yes, sweat and moisture from our hands leave difficult-to-remove imprints on metal surfaces. So we are welcome to walk across the sculptures as long as we leave our shoes on. If you believe in the power of art to educate and inspire, you'll want to read the article in yesterday's New York Times titled "Creating Beauty Behind Bars." It's about the new initiative by the state of California to bring the arts, including painting, improvisational theater, graphic novels, and songwriting, to all 35 of state's adult prisons. According to Mary Butler, president of the Chief Probation Officers of California, arts classes alone do not change criminal thinking or behavior, but they can change behavior within a prison. One of the inmates serving a life sentence in San Quentin says that the art project has helped him to understand why things bug him and why he ended up there. In a political climate in which federal arts agencies are under siege, California has allocated $6 million annually for the Arts in Corrections program, a figure set to rise to $8 million next year. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk, KCRW.